To Let's Talk on Blog Talk Radio. I'm your host, Mr. Talk, and it's a great day, man. It's a real great day, I tell you. nothing but love. So how y'all doing out there? Oh man, I tell you, I think we haven't talked since when, Thursday? Man, I'm telling you, that's a long time for us. I know. Let's see, what has had gone on since Thursday, man? I don't know. Oh, well, let's see. A little drama on Fort Hood. And then, so of course, we had Memorial Day yesterday, which is always something that's deep. And, of course, we had this shooting in Los Angeles, California, whether I should say. You know, I tell you, I don't know what to say anymore about these shootings that's going on. You know, it's like the more you think everything is okay, the more shootings go. And this cat right here, man, I'm telling you, he actually did a video. You know, he actually did a video about what he was going to do. You know, and that's kind of scary. It really is. It's not kind of scary. That's very scary. You know, I don't have anything to say. You know, that just leaves me as a little speechless because you're like, really? Really? You know, and then just to go and try and shoot some people, just to shoot someone, wow, that just makes you just shake your head a little bit. But you know what? It's all right. It's all right. You know, it's one of those things where you really have to take in the context of where you at and you know, what's going on, because you never, lately, I mean, let's be honest, you just never know. You never know what's going to happen. And that's what I always say, you know, you just never know. I mean, this kid, he made a video saying he was still a virgin, and, you know, he was mad at this one guy because he got all the girls, and, but is that a reason to go out there and kill, what, 6 or 7 people? Huh? Because you can't get any women? You know, and they showed the guy, and the guy was like, well, you know, I never heard the guy say anything. But yet, the other guy didn't like him. That was just, I can't do no but shake my head on that, because I can't relate to that. You know, and, you know, once again, I go back to my original question that I always say when it comes to things like that. Where were the parents? Why did the parents see this? You know? You know? You know, I don't know. I don't know. You know what? Pianke put in the chat room, now watch the onslaught directed at our precious Second Amendment rights because of this idiot. You know, I think that's a battle that will go on forever, Pianke. You know, there are always going to be those that's against it. There's always going to be those for it. So, you know, as far as the right being precious, I don't know. I don't know about the precious part of it. You know, the Second Amendment says it's your right to a certain extent. But, you know, everybody like to jump on that. Okay. You know, everybody jumps on that Second Amendment thing. But how many of you have actually read the Second Amendment? You know, you know, that's the key. Sometimes you have to read the thing before you keep talking about, well, my Second Amendment rights. It says so, but it's not very cut. It's very clear and cut dry, you know, but look, like the song I'm going to play today, it's just meant to be. All right. That's going to be honest with it. Some things you're going to be able to stop and some things you're not, because that's the way it is in cards. You know, I think I've come to a conclusion is, hey, you're going to do what you're going to do. They're going to do what they're going to do. I don't care how much help is out there. I don't care, you know, what goes on. It's just the bottom line is they're going to do what they're going to do. It's meant to be. I know some of y'all saying, well, Mr. Talk, that ain't what you usually say. I know. But, you know, I'm at a point in my life now to where, you know, you just have to be realistic about some things. You really do. And certain things are just meant to be. You can't avoid it. There's nothing you'll be able to do about it. You can't change it. You know, it's just in line. And you know, that's where I came up with last week during the show. You know, are you ready to die? I know some people thought that was kind of morbid, but that's the point, you know, because you just don't know. You just don't know. You know, so. So that's what we're talking about right now. But we'll get into that a little bit more. All right, y'all, today is open conversation. So as you can see, we done started talking about something already. And you know, it's amazing. You know, open conversation always brings out some great things. But let's have a conversation. Let's not yell and shout and call each other names. Let's just have a conversation. Let's see, the police was called about the YouTube video before the shooting happened and their hands were tied. See, once again, it was meant to be. Their hands were tied, you know. It says, you know, Supreme Court of the United States has ruled that the right vests in the individuals, not merely collective militias. Yeah, well, the Supreme Court also decided to... they ruled today to throw out a death sentence for a Florida man, you know, who has a IQ score of 71. And they're saying basically he's mentally disabled. So, you know, they can't execute him. So, I mean, the Supreme Court isn't the Supreme Court. Oh, wow. Whoa, 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 whoa. You know, what people fail to realize, and I think, you know, this is the point that is often missed when the Supreme Court rules on certain things. They are human too. You know, they got blood running through their veins and they interpret it as they see it, you know? And you know, just because they say this is the way it should be doesn't necessarily mean that's the way it should be. Once again, this is just my opinion now. Don't hold me to, you know, this is the law, but that's what I'm saying about it, you know. So they're human also. So a lot of times the Supreme Court makes certain rulings and, you know, comes down to law, but it's interpreted one thing at the Supreme Court, but yet, you know, once it rolls down, it's interpreted a whole different way. And thus we have a lot of issues that's going on. You know, like I say, that's just my opinion, of course. But that's the way I'm seeing it right now. All right, but before we get too deeply into this, we need to go ahead and get my shout-outs going. We got Laura Everness Antoinette, my chat room coordinator. We got Cloud Nation Radio in the house. We also have Deep H2O, Mr. Intellectual himself. Then we got guests 1143, 1165. And then, of course, we have Mr. P. Yankee in the chat room as well. Welcome to the show. And welcome everyone that's listening on your different devices. And if you want to be a part of the show today, just give me a call, 347-838-8622. Email me, ericlesstalk@gmail.com, or join me in the chat room, www.blogtalkradio.com/Mr. Talk. Those are all the ways you can be, become part of the show. All right? Now, it's Tuesday, man. It's Tuesday. And I found out some music today, but I ain't want to be, you know, partying today. But I found this song by TLC, and it's such a nice song. I just had to play it, you know, let y'all hear it. And the title of the song is called Meant to Be. And I'm going to play it here, and I'll see y'all on the other side. Enjoy.
I said if I got nothing else, I got memories of what we felt. I said I'm laughing to myself sometimes about it. Those silly reasons we would fight, but no matter who was wrong or right, we were always right there, sharing this love, sharing this life.
TLC with Meant to Be. And man, I'm telling you, I love that song right there. You know, I I'm telling you, you know, and they made it as a tribute to Left Eye. And, you know, um, you know. So it's a great thing, man. It's a great thing. So let me bring Joe in, and let me bring Mr. Pianki in, and let me bring area code 312 into the house. Welcome, gentlemen. How y'all doing today?
All right. And I want, hey, Pianki. Hey, new caller. What I want to reiterate again is happy Memorial Day, Sarge, okay, for your service. And for those people who don't know, Eric actually served in battle, was shot at, and shot at the enemy. And I want to do a shout-out for all the vets, because Memorial Day is a mixed blessing. We memorialize the people who served, but unfortunately, on that particular day, we memorialize them because they died. So I want to give kudos to those who were lucky enough to make it back home. So kudos to you, Sarge. Kudos to other veterans. So after having said that, I'm glad you brought up this topic about this particular guy, because that's something I wanted to bring up. But I'll let the other guys go first before I go on my my monologue.
Okay, well, thank you. All right. So let's see. Well, we know Pianki got a lot to say. Where you at, Pianki?
Well, I concur with Joe. How you doing, Joe? And
hey.
Eric, I didn't know you were shot at.
Yeah, Joe. I mean, yeah, Pianki, I was shot at. And I did my share shooting, too.
Well, I'm happy to see that you wasn't hit.
Well, thank you,
Pianki. You're able to be here and share your experiences. But I'm interested to hear Joe's commentary on this other issue, on this other incident.
All right. Okay.
Okay. Well, hold on. Okay. I got one more, Joe. All right, area code 312, you up.
Hey, what's going on, Eric? What's going on, Joe? What's going on? I forgot who's all on the line. I'm sorry.
That was Pianki.
Pianki, yeah, how you doing?
Hey.
Yeah, this is Clout.
No, yeah, I know who it was once you started talking. My bad. That's my co-host, you know. Yeah. Oh, Lord have mercy. You got your phone fixed, huh?
Finally, yeah. A little troubleshooting, but I mean, you know.
Yeah, I understand.
You want to get first, Cloud, or you want to wait for me?
Oh, yeah, I could definitely wait. I'm just hopping on, man. I'm really trying to sit back and listen to what's happening.
Okay.
All right. Well, you got the flow, Joe.
Okay. When I heard about this particular guy and I saw part of the video, I, like everybody else, thought of him as, you know, a real weirdo, 22 years old, and he was talking about how because he's a virgin, didn't get laid, having problems with women, and now he's going to kill the world. Okay. Now I read a lot of his manifesto. It's 141 pages. And I can bet that he didn't describe probably half of what happened to him when he was a kid with his experiences with women. Now I'm going to predict something. Because after he came out, after he died, I don't know if they shot him or if he shot himself. It's still up in the air.
Mm-hmm.
After this guy died, do you know there's a slew of women who tweeted openly, this guy is hot. I don't understand why the hot ones have to die so young. Why is the guy so good looking and has to do this? Now, I took a look at the guy again. I said, okay, he's a reasonably good looking guy. But here's the thing. Here's what I'm predicting about him. First off, I empathize with this guy, okay, because I'm sure he didn't describe all that happened to him. A guy that writes 141 pages of torment is going through more than what people think.
Yeah.
His victims, they deserve, of course, to be empathized with naturally. But nobody's taking a look at this guy and saying, well, this guy had real problems. Yet, if another teenager kills herself because of cyberbullying, the whole fucking national press goes all over it. Now, what I'm predicting is this. If the girls found this guy to be good looking, and he owned a BMW, he was a director's son, he couldn't get chicks, I'm betting that this guy was like 5'5", 5'6".
Hmm. Wow. Really?
Yep, because, look, if you're supposedly as good looking as this guy and you're rich, you've got to get laid sometime before you're 22. Okay? He couldn't. So something was wrong with him. What was wrong with him? I'll bet you he was almost like a midget.
You know, I you know, that'll be an easy thing to say, Joe. But I think it would have to be more than just that, though. I really do. You know, was this guy someone who stayed home all the time?
Mm-hmm.
You know, stayed in the house?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he played video games for like 16 hours a day, but that's because he was rejected by not by his father so much, but he had like an evil stepmother who never really gave a shit about him. His mother did,
mm-hmm.
but not his stepmother. And he was rejected early in life by chicks who picked on him. Now, what chick picks on a boy? Unless you're not just a dweeb, but you've either got to be fat or you've got to be a freaking midget. I'm betting mm-hmm. this guy was like 5'5", 5'6".
Mm.
Maybe even shorter. Who knows?
Wow, I don't think that probably had a lot to do with it. I don't know, Joe. You know, some individuals, they can have, you know, number one, you know, a lot of girls after you know, he's gained his fame. Yeah, he's cute now, but you know, were those the same ones he was hanging around with? You see?
Oh,
so
yeah, they didn't like him.
Yeah,
but
yeah,
the guy could have gotten laid before 22. I mean, even I got laid before 22.
Okay. Well,
I was an underweight kid. I mean, I weighed, Jesus, I was like a good 30 pounds underweight until I hit my late 20s, 30s. Then I started filling out. I came into my body. There's that expression
mm-hmm.
where your body isn't as mature as your mind, and you look like you're a teenager. And then all of a sudden, you know, your body fills out, and all of a sudden you're a man.
Right.
You know?
Right.
Well, this kid looked like he has a normal body, and he's in a car. I bet you if we could see him standing up, if we saw him standing up next to people, I'll bet he's the shortest one of the litter. He's the runt of the litter.
That's an interesting point. I don't know, Joe. That's interesting. I mean, because I looked at the guy that he said was getting all the women, and I really wasn't overly impressed with him either. So I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe
I haven't seen the picture of that guy.
Yeah, but maybe it was his personality. I don't know. But I see I got somebody else with their hand up, so let me bring them in and
okay.
see what they have to add to it. Okay, area code 816. Welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Hey, this is Renee.
Hey, Renee. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful.
Well, that's great.
Thank you. All right. anyway, what you got for me?
I don't know. I was just kind of listening to the last couple minutes of you guys talking. I really don't know much about the whole situation, but to be honest with you, I didn't really get into listening to what that's all about because, you know, I'm just suspicious. You know, not to be like a conspiracy theorist or anything, you know, I'm not, but, you know, it's like nowadays it's like something is fishy with everything. You know what I mean? It's like something is not quite right with the situation. I mean, of course it's not right, but it's just something off there. And I don't know. They've had so many different hoaxes and different things that happen. Now I understand people.
Well, I think they're trying to say that this guy also was on psychotropic drugs. He may have been under a psychiatrist's care. That I don't know about. I didn't read that in the manifesto.
Okay, because his father said he was under the care of several.
Oh, his father was?
His father said that he was.
Oh, really?
His son was, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Hmm.
You know, it's just kind of like, you know, I don't know. There's more to that, I kind of think, but in the sense of him just going off, you know, I think some people are just not built for life. I mean, they're just not built for life. And then now, when you brought up the medications and things like that, you know, they're giving this medication to a lot of these people, and they don't realize that sometimes the reaction or how it affects them, you know, mentally or physically, it can be different for everybody. So you can have somebody and you actually pushing them more over the edge, giving them these medications.
Oh, yeah. As a matter of fact, all of these mass murderers so far, the one in the theater, the one, the couple at Fort Hood, they're finding out that all of them were on psychotropic drugs one way or another. So, I mean, this is an overly medicated nation. And if you have problems to begin with, and if you're going to overdose or even take too much of these medications with their side effects, it's not the problem.
Oh, I like to ask a question, too, because I think you guys are tapping into something interesting. I have just a surface level of understanding of what happened with this story. I'm not going to lie to you guys. I haven't really followed it very in depth, so there's a lot about it. I don't know. But I don't know if anybody watches the TV show Crisis. Anyone watch that particular show? Because it actually fits in this discussion, and that actually adds to Renee's point. There was actually an episode recently where they were dealing with a government situation where the government used some program where they used these soldiers, and the soldiers just went on a rampage killing people based on some type of I don't know if it was a drug or what it was that they used, but it provoked these actions and this type of behavior out of these soldiers in this TV show. And when you said that, and you said that, you know, oftentimes there's more to a story than what we see, and you think about, you know, just mental health as a whole and how it's been handled by our country. You know, it's been very, very bad, particularly when you look at our veterans alone. I mean, it's been I don't think they've handled it well at all, mental health. A lot of people kind of look at mental health as if it's like this fictional thing, like it doesn't happen or something, the way that they invest money in it. They don't seem to invest a lot of money in it. And so I'm with you. I wonder, beyond what we see on the surface, you know, it seems like it has to be a lot, you know, more to this story than what we see in the article.
And, you know,
I totally agree.
And, you know, just seeing a little bit of him sitting in his car and him talking, I'm like, it seems staged. I mean, I just got a very unauthentic feeling about the whole situation. This is somebody in such, you know, distress, and I don't know. But, you know, these that's the thing. All of these things have another side to it, you know, and you can talk about the quote-unquote benefits, but we really don't know. We really don't know a lot of things. You know, you have the FDA, and they'll approve certain things, and then, oh, it's no harm to it. It's nothing wrong. And then you'll hear, how many times have we heard later they're pulling this or pulling that? But I thought these things had no harm to it, and you all were precise, you know. But, yeah, there's definitely got to be more to the story. Yeah, I just don't trust too much of anything anymore. Mm. And how is it that all of these people have these manifestos and all this stuff? I mean,
he's the only one
know.
That I know of that actually had a medal. Well, let me see. Maybe the guy with the orange hair, maybe he had a manifesto.
Yeah, I was thinking somebody else. There have been a couple of people I maybe can't recall.
Yeah, Christopher Darner had one also.
Yeah, several of them
That guy was a cop, though, right?
Right, right.
Yeah, so he went on a shooting spree against cops, yeah.
Yeah. You know, and even with that situation, You know what I mean? There's like...
Oh, they weren't going to take that guy back alive.
No. You know,
But see, here's the interesting part about that, this whole thing. You know, he kills, what, six people? He went into a convenience store and then went into a university or something like that. But we have killings every day in the hood, but you don't see much publicity about that. You know, so it's kind of, you know, I'm kind of with Renee. You know, I guess that kind of leans back to what we were talking about, you know, earlier this year. You know, maybe it is more to this MK Ultra and mind control than we actually want to believe. You know, because it does seem kind of interesting that, you know, you have all these people and they do it. It's like it's done in stages, you know.
Right.
You know, after it quiet down so often, then you got another set that happens. You know,
exactly.
I have noticed that it happened, you know, it happens like three, four times, and then they'll stop, and then you get another set. So I don't know. Maybe it's an experiment that's going on that, you know, we aren't aware of that we really do need to take a look at. That's all I'm saying.
I think a portion of it, too, is they're trying to – you have certain things trying to be accomplished by doing this, too. And one of them, I think, has something to do with gun control and all those kind of things. It's people's opinion in one way or another for whatever reason. And I think that this is all, you know, definitely set up to a certain extent because – nowadays, I mean, come on, security is so tight with everything, you know, and yet all these people are having these manifestos, these people are having all these weapons and things that they can get, these people are just going out and doing this stuff, the family says, oh, they were this, they were that, they never, you know, were like that, all of this kind of stuff, it's just too much, it's too fishy.
I agree. Let's see. I got somebody else with their hand up, so let me bring them in and see what they have to add to the conversation. All right. 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
What's up? It's your boy.
What's up, Michael? How you doing?
It's Michael.
Man, what are you guys talking about, manifestos?
Michael, why come every time you call and you ask what we're talking about?
Oh,
we talking about the guy. We talking about the guy who in California who shot up those six people. The young man.
Crazy strain of the rain. Well, it's unfortunately. I'm hearing, so you guys saying he was mind controlled or NK Ultra or something?
Possibly.
Well, me personally, before that, I look at the human situation, how human beings, normal people that's not on no medication whatsoever, and I agree, I mean, their mind must be delusional. They may be corrupt, but it's necessarily... they don't have to be directly influenced by a government agency. Someone doesn't have to have a secret plan and doing mischief and intentionally trying to drug somebody so they can do crazy things. I mean, many normal people, quote-unquote normal people, the average Joe can do the craziest shit if you push them. Sick minds, that's why we have to challenge these concepts that people have. Someone put something in his head. He had a delusion. Now, I mean, you know, there's a lot of crime is going on, and I agree, the military can do some crazy things, but as a whole, I think when someone kills somebody like that, they have a psychological delusion. Someone put something in their head, their parents, their environment, their religion, all types of things. I mean, everything is media. A book is media. So, I mean, people can get crazy and think of crazy things, not just by the government, just by their experience dealing with other people, unfortunately. Conflict resolution, you know, resolving their conflicts, you know, people just don't, you know, it is what it is.
Michael, that's the shortest speech I ever heard you give.
Well, all right. So, Michael, you saying basically, you know, there's no mind control. It's just basically, you know, he was just delusional, correct? I'm asking.
Crazy.
I'm not putting any words in your mouth. Okay.
Right, all because right. I'm looking at my history books. Look at the Klan. Look at all the wars before all this media, before all this MK mark control. Look in our history books. We had some crazy ass folk in our history of this world before all of this. So that's all I wanted to say.
Well, I can't really. Yes, go ahead.
But you never saw this type of thing. You didn't see. There was a documentary. I can't think of it, but it started. It talked about how this whole thing of mass killings and kind of was how it all kind of came about and started. You can talk about looking back in history, but history doesn't really show that we've had people do all these kind of mass killings and this kind of stuff. This kind of thing is much more modern, in my opinion. So it's showing, because if these people are emotionally distressed and there's a situation, you will tend to see them more maybe affect their direct family members or their direct people around them who did something to them or who they're, you know, hurt by or whatever, versus just going into a business and just shooting up people. So I don't know. I think this is kind of a newfangled phenomenon going on. You know, that's definitely more modern.
Hey, Eric.
Well, I agree with that. I agree with that.
That's one of the reasons why kind of there needs to be more citizens, more duly citizens, armed with concealed weapons or even open carry weapons. If one of those six had been armed, possibly, or somebody standing around, they could have took this deranged person down, as we have seen in other parts of the country.
But, how does that help anything, Bianchi? How does that help having more guns?
Because
somebody said this quote, and it was something like, it was George Carlin said something like this, if you are using guns for peace or something, there's basically something like you screwing a virgin for something. Anyway, I had to look it up. But what is having more guns going to solve?
How do you think that the laws that we have that establish these territories today got in place? They got in place through the use of weapons. The laws of the West got in place through the use of weapons. Those on the East Coast, when it came down the land, people need to, as I said, if somebody who was armed had shot this individual, after he shot one person, then the other five never would have been shot.
Okay, I can see your point, Pianchi, but then again, you know, it goes back to, I can see your point, but here's the question, but when does it stop? You know, then we have everybody running around here with guns, you know, ready to shoot someone. If you know, as in, what this movie, what was it, with Queen Latifah, Set It Off. You know, the young man was going in his jacket to take some wine out, and the police just gunned him, FBI just gunned him down. So now we have a lot of trigger-happy individuals running around looking for something, right?
You know what?
The FBI is allowed to carry weapons, aren't they? You know, in Kissimmee, Georgia.
But that's not the point, Pianchi. That is not the point.
Well, here's the point here. In Kissimmee, Georgia, which is about 15 miles outside of Atlanta, the city ordinance says that you have to have weapons. And guess what the gun violence is in that community, which is about 25% black, by the way. Nil to none.
What was the violence before then? See, they're not going to give you that, right? But go ahead.
I'm not concerned about what the violence was before then. It's what it is now, and it's nil to none as far as gun violence
is
concerned.
But see, Pianchi, you saying what it is now, but how can you compare whether that has actually made a difference if you don't know what the statistics
were
beforehand?
It's about obeying the law, though, is it not, Eric? The law says you got to carry, you got to have guns in your household. People oblige themselves and obey the law. And when we look at statistics as it applies to other cities, they don't have those problems.
Well, I wonder how big this city is, and I wonder what the statistics were beforehand. But let me bring a couple other individuals in. Let's see. Area code 111, welcome to the show. Hello? 111? Going once? Going twice? All right, they be back. All right, Mr. International, are you there? Area code 414, hello?
Okay, Mr. International, I didn't recognize. This is KB, man. I'm the mayor of Chocolate City. Also, on Blog Talk, I'm familiar with Pianchi, and I know Miss Bass, she's a really close friend of the show. Mm-hmm. I wanted to tune in just to say, I live in Milwaukee, Wisconsin, and we are, all of an hour and a half away from Chicago, which right now the gun violence is ridiculous, okay? And the weather's changing. So we just had this problem the past 13, 20 people being shot, okay? Mm-hmm. And my thing is, and we're actually doing a show this week. It's called Strapped. It's about black gun violence. When will the United States government be accountable and regulate these guns just like they do everything else? We have to ask the question. We all know what the problem is. We know that there's gun violence. We know that kids are getting murdered. That is one of the problems, but it's more systemic. Where are these guns coming from? These kids are not shooting 32s, 25s, 38s. They're shooting 45s and 9mm, and there's kids on Instagram with, you know, rappers with rocket launchers. It's where are these guns coming from? The right to bear arms is a part of the Constitution that Americans don't want you to touch. But we have to understand they made these laws during a time when you never know, the government wasn't as structured as it is. So you never knew when you were going to need to arm militia. Coming out of the Revolutionary War, we did have to arm ourselves because we had to fight in a Revolutionary War. Now there's so many loopholes for private gun dealers where you can buy face-to-face, no two-week wait, no background check. Barack Obama wanted to do, and I'm not super pro Barack Obama, I support him, but one of his things was he wanted to regulate guns. He wanted to say, if you buy a gun, that gun is tied to you. If it's stolen and you don't report it and it ends up in a crime, you could be charged in that crime. Now, the Republicans didn't want that because, you know, America has a history of violence, and white people don't want you messing with their guns. But until we figure out where these guns are coming from, because these armed dealers, Heckler and Koch, some of these guns are foreign, Smith & Wesson, these guns, they're coming across our borders, into our cities, into kids' hands. So we need to say, where are they coming from? Let's isolate that source, and then we can deal with the problem.
Well, can I say something?
Go ahead, Pianchi.
You made
hey,
two statements
mayor.
There.
I just want to say hi.
How you doing, Ms. Bass? How you doing, sister?
Yeah.
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. I had to find y'all.
You made two remarks there. Remarks there that I have a problem with. First, you said white folks don't want you messing with. Well, blacks don't neither.
Blacks already have guns. I mean, the criminal guns are in the inner city.
Well, sir, let me finish. Would you please listen to you?
Go ahead. You can finish. Go ahead.
United States citizens afforded the right to have guns, so it's just not blacks. Secondly, the Constitution, Second Amendment, consists of two parts. They are separate. The one applies to a militia. The second part applies to the right of individuals, that right to not be infringed.
You have to infringe on the right if it's kids dying. So you're saying that, but
you have to
tweak the law if it's kids getting killed, right?
No, you do not. You don't infringe on a person's right as the Constitution is the supreme law of this land. It's to protect you from government and local communities of making laws to infringe on your right. Guns
so,
does not
so damn
cause
the babies
problem.
That are. I didn't say that it was specifically black people that had guns. I'm
you
more aware
that,
of the problem in black America because I'm a black man. White people can deal with their problems. I'm talking about the ones in my community. That's why I reference black people.
Well, your
go
community
ahead.
Consists of United States citizens who afforded the right of the United States Constitution to protect them from local, state, and federal laws.
That's such a vanilla way to describe it, but whatever.
But do you think, I mean, come on, I know you tend to say a lot of things about the Constitution and everything, and that's great and that's wonderful. But do you really believe that the Constitution is really upheld by those who don't want to uphold it when they don't want to? I mean, it's black people. We don't have a say in that. So when you sit here and say it infringes upon rights, that's all fine and well and good. But as he said, there are children out here dying. There are people out here dying. And at what point does it say, do we say, you know what, maybe we need to change this?
Well,
we're not in the old West
anymore.
Well, if you want to,
you've got the black caucus, you've got a black president, you've got black mayors, you've got black governors, you've got black senators, black congressmen.
And you left out one thing.
And you see nothing happen.
And blame them.
No, you left out one thing. There's black uninformed voters. And we discussed this.
Then you got to blame them.
Well, let the man speak.
They don't know what midterm elections are about. They thought... And these voters, they felt like when we put Barack in a White House, everything was going to go smooth. They didn't understand you have to have Congress. You have to have senators. You have to have state representatives.
You've got black senators.
Absolutely.
You've got black congressmen.
Well,
you've
what
got
does that mean,
black
though?
Mayors.
Wait, Eric, can we let one
government.
Person at a time talk?
Jesus,
Joe was talking.
I mean, you say you're not represented. You're represented just fine.
All right. Okay, I understand that. Okay, hold on for a minute. Wait a minute. All right, so... We're going to have, let's see, who was talking together? Joe, Renee, We're going to have Joe, Renee, and the mayor. They're going to go ahead and have their little conversation. Y'all go ahead.
Okay.
I got the rest of them.
Well, I just wanted to say I love the fact that they are referencing the Constitution.
Not Joe. Your name isn't Joe. My name's Joe.
Okay, no, this is the mayor. This
I know.
Is KB.
I know that. Here's Joe.
I want to say
I
love
say,
when you all reference the Constitution.
I was talking before he interrupted. He's giving me the floor, if you don't mind.
I thought he gave it to me.
On.
I'm sorry.
No,
I apologize.
No,
he said Joe first.
Okay, it's cool. It's cool. Ain't no problem.
Yeah, I know.
All right.
Here's the thing.
All right.
Like
Go
I
ahead.
Said, you've got representation. If they're not doing the job, don't blame, well, in a way you can blame Whitey, because I think blacks are just as corrupted by Whitey like Whitey's being corrupted by Whitey, which is being corrupted by green money. But you got representation. It's up to you to make sure that the representation adheres to the Constitution. I'm not even a constitutionalist anymore, but adheres to public policy, which is supposed to be good for all citizens of the United States. If they're not doing the job, then, you know, you got a problem. But here's another thing. I got a question for everybody here who doesn't want guns, okay? Institute a policy in your neighborhood. Make sure you enforce it that there are no guns. Nobody has a gun. You can't have a gun unless you're a cop. If you're a homeowner, you can't have a gun. If you've got a dangerous job, you can't have a gun. Just have that policy and publicize it that you're in a gun-free zone and see if the criminals don't break in your door and kill and rape, okay?
But that's not the same thing that I'm speaking on. You know, that's very different from saying people defending themselves in their home. When you talk about people just out randomly with guns, what is that? I mean, what is that solving? Now, if you're in a position, like I said, if you're in a position,
you
you're in your home, you're protecting your family. Okay, that's going to be a completely different thing because you have the right to protect your family and your property.
I'll give you the answer. The answer is that there are stats of cities and states where the governors and the mayors have said you are allowed to have guns. When they made these particular regulations and laws, the crime rate went down. Also, we've had a history. It is a history of the wild, so-called Wild Wild West. Everybody's wearing guns. They still survived. And you didn't have all these mass murders. You didn't have all these shootouts that the Western TV series want to make you believe. People
well,
have
sir,
guns,
we...
and they didn't decimate each other. So if that's historically
well, sir,
true.
We've got enough guns.
Hold on.
We,
if that's historically true, then that can apply today to today as well.
We've got enough guns. And when you say, I just want to say this real quick, and when you were saying we have all these black people in office and everything, okay, well, think of it in these terms, all right? When you go into a store and the clerk at the store doesn't give you your discount or whatever, all right, you can get mad at her, and maybe she can give you a discount or maybe she can't. But at the end of the day, there is an owner of that store that has the policies put in place that she's abiding by. And that's the same scenario with these black people in office. They are still by a white power structure. So
you know, anybody's got an excuse for everything. You got black representation that you want.
That's a reality, sir.
Okay.
I wanted to address the fact that we keep referencing a constitution, and Bianchi, I believe, said that you don't tamper with the constitution, but we lived in this country for hundreds of years as slaves, and the Constitution had guaranteed us rights. They apply it as they want to. And I'm going to have to agree with Ms. Renee when she states that about the elected officials. If the people are uninformed, they don't know how to hold these politicians accountable for the lack of legislation. So we have to get informed voters. We have leaders, yes, we do, but they're whitewashed. They're within a system where they have no support structure because all that black caucus stuff and all of that stuff does not ride. We all know the white man reigns supreme when it comes to the government and the federal governing of this country. So let's not act like we live in a place where the Constitution is the end-all and say-all. We tweak it all the time. We tweak the First Amendment right now because you really can't come out and say whatever you want to say. Your job. They'll destroy you if you just say something they don't agree with. So don't say we're not going to tweak the Constitution.
All right. Thank you. Thank you. And I'm going to move on to the next three, all right? So everybody get a chance to voice their opinion. All right. So let's see. We're going to bring Pianchi, Cloud Nation, and let's see Michael in. All right, gentlemen. It's on y'all. You got 5 minutes. Do it.
Each,
yeah.
5 minutes each.
Yes, go ahead.
Go ahead, Michael.
Real quick. Well, sir, you did make some good points. First of all, the Constitution, they say, is like a living will. Of course, there is nothing that man has made that he has wrote laws down that made us have a peaceful civilization. We always have to tweak. If we don't tweak that Constitution, what about the amendments? So everything, as time change and things in our society, right, things come or evolve, the law is evolved. The law is not a fact. It's opinion and interpretation. It means it can change over time as time changes. I totally agree with that. Now, when we're talking about gun laws, see, both sides, I think, I spit on all them concepts. They're focusing on the gun. One wants the gun to protect themselves. Someone says, get rid of the gun. I want to go with the mind because the mind made the gun. The mind kills somebody. If someone kills somebody, I don't really look at the gun. I look at that man's mind. That's what we need to be focusing on. And also, I agree with you, sir, we need to be more political. We can show our political power. We need to stop acting like they're leaders. Don't call them leaders. In our Constitution and all of our documents, where do you have the word leader? They don't use that word leader, so we should stop using that terminology. Representatives and spokespersons for the community, and we need to be more political. But some people, sir, in our community don't even believe in the voting system, and they talk about the politics every damn day, and they don't want to cooperate and say, oh, it's a fraud, the voting system is fraud. So I mean, you're confusing me. So we need to be more political. Us black people, we pick and choose when we want to use our political power. Look how we came out in droves for Obama. But locally, we're not coming out in droves. When these politicians get in that we don't like, we need to kick their asses out. And we need to have an agenda. And we need to learn how the structure, there is a structure. When a candidate comes for office, these church leaders, these minister alliances, other groups, these candidates come to these group meetings that they have, and they say put on the agenda. Other people that's involved, you need to go and step up and say, listen, on your list, if you want my vote, my vote is worth money. You spend money to get my vote. That means my money, my vote is worth something. You may go and pass these laws on the agenda. If not, we're going to check you, and if you don't do right, we're just going to vote you out. So, but what I'm saying, we just need to be more political savvy. That's all I wanted to say. But forget the guns. What about the mind? The mind controls the guns.
That's right, and I agree with you on that, Mike. The Congress passes statutes. Statutes, they apply to a certain category Those statutes are taken by the agency that is over that particular category, whether it's IRS or the Department of Agriculture. Then the heads of those agencies interpret that law and they apply rules and regulations. If you, a citizen, do not agree with those rules and the regulations, then that's what the courts are there for, to see whether or not the rule or regulation is falling in line with the statute that was passed by the U.S. Congress. Now, we just had some stabbings, mass stabbings, in Pennsylvania and a few other states. So what do we want to do? Take everybody nice now? And this whole idea about we got enough guns, well, where does it say that there's a limit on the number of guns that a person can have? If a person want to have one gun, if they want to have no guns, if they want to have 1,000 or hundreds, like I have friends of mine that's got some submachine guns, that's their right to do so. If they want to have a cannon in their yard, that's their right to do so.
All right. Go ahead. You finish up. Go ahead.
And that was it. That was basically it. And these problems, and here's another point. If black children, since we made the mayor, the person that called himself a mayor, made that point, you have a black board in these black school districts. Why come the black boards are not making a requirement for the children to understand and study the United States Constitution? If they're not doing that, why don't you vote them out? Or petition your state legislature so that you can recall school board members, which I think is ridiculous that you can't recall them. You got to stick there with them.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right. So, my bad. Let's see. I forgot one person. Cloud Nation, you got anything you want to add before I bring anybody in?
I actually just wanted to continue listening. I don't have anything to contribute at this time.
Okay. All right. Thanks. All right. We're going to bring in, oh, man, I tell you, area code 248, 111 and 111. So I got two triple ones and 248. So we're going to start with 248. Who do I have here?
Here you go. You got Les. I'm back.
All right, Les.
I'm back in town. The man is back in town.
All right.
Here we go. You know what? I love what we're talking about. I love what y'all saying. But look, let's face the facts. People done lost their damn mind. And I'm going to say it just like that. Okay? People done lost their minds. And I'm cleaning up now. Because, you know what? It's fine that we have a right in the amendment to bear arms, but when we start bearing arms and start just killing folks for no real good reason, because do you want to die? Do you want to die? Do you want somebody to shoot you? And if we start looking at it from the aspect, I think, of do we want somebody to do what we want to do to others? What do you want to do to yourself? Well, we lost the simple factor of do unto others as you would have them do unto you. Where did we lose that factor? Where did we lose the thing where I don't want to see, I'm not looking for nobody to hurt me. That's why I can walk anywhere I want to walk. Because I'm not looking out there to hurt nobody, and I bear arms. I got the CCW. I carry my gun. But I'm not just sitting back. I'm not the cowboy. It's not the Wild Wild West no more. This is not, I mean, where's evolution? We talk about evolution. What is the real evolution of what we're doing? We're regressing opposed to progressing. And I want to bring that up, and I want people to comment on it. We are regressing opposed to progressing.
All right. Well, thank you, sir. Let's see who I got here. 111. Hello?
Hello?
Okay.
Hello?
Hello?
Go ahead.
Yes,
go ahead, Maze.
Well, I was listening to Joe. So we should be mad with our black politicians. We should be upset with all politicians. And the Constitution and the right to bear arms, well, they're not bearing the same arms they were doing when the Constitution was made because we didn't have the right. And every person doesn't have the right to bear arms. Because if he's a felon and if he's crazy, he can't bear arms. And the Raider Guns got into the community, they were not always there. And they came into the community some way. And I guess the people are trying to say they want them out, just like they brought them in. Everybody don't have the luxury of wanting to kill, steal, and destroy. Because that's what people want guns for, is to kill, steal, and destroy. And they was put in the community for a reason. And by how it got there, I don't know. But the same people that put them in there should take them out.
All right. That's an interesting outlook. All right. Beasley, is that you?
It's me.
All right. You up.
I want to bring it back around to the topic to Elliot Rodger. It's obviously he was mentally ill. Was he controlled by outside forces? Maybe. Maybe not. But it's obvious that clear clay is a mental illness. Most of these mass shootings are done by people that are mentally ill, that have these psychotic breaks. The idea that these mass shootings are something new and these mass murders are something new or they're something that's exclusive to America is just wrong. I did a little instant research while I was on hold. In 1764, 10 students were shot dead by American Indians in Pennsylvania. In 1891, there was an elderly man that was firing a shotgun at children outside of a Catholic school in Newburgh, New York. There's killings in 1893 with guns and swords of 11 people in some village in Japan. In 1914, 7 people were killed. I mean, it goes on and on, 1913, 1927. So this is nothing new. People aren't just losing their minds. People have been crazy and have been lost their minds. And I'm not necessarily pro-gun or staunch like that, but there's 300 million guns and 330 million Americans. There's plenty enough guns here. And when these guns get in the hand of mentally ill people, that really have deep issues like Elliot Rodger did, you see these type of things. But it's nothing new. Also, I wanted to add, I have six, I counted them up. I have six family members that have graduated from UCSB. I was there last June for a graduation. I have a nephew that's just finishing his first year there. That's a beautiful place. That's as close to paradise and as nice a place as you would ever want to see. And that's part of the reason why you're seeing the reaction that you are, because you couldn't feel safer and more comfortable being someplace right there. It's right there. The university itself is right there on the Pacific Ocean. There's a big lagoon in the middle of it. It's a great place. It's a beautiful place, and something like this is really, really sad. But this is nothing new. In fact, there was a mass killing there in 2001. I remember when that happened, when another privileged kid got drunk and decided to intentionally drive his car into a crowd of people, and he killed 4 people.
And he got
a lot
too.
Well,
that peaceful paradise will never be the same.
Well, it seems like a peaceful paradise. Obviously, it's not. Something like this can happen anywhere. It can happen in a movie theater. It can happen anywhere. These things happen, but they've been happening for a long time.
Well, it's happening in the black community every weekend. But until, like you said, until it happens on some picturesque campus, then this becomes a hot button topic, and all the pundits will talk about it. But at the end, the problem will still be left unsolved. It's just like I said, 600 people were murdered in Chicago last year, and now it's an issue in 6 or 7. It hurt on a college campus. I mean,
right?
I don't try to gauge human suffering and depravity.
No.
You know, when I hear people do that and they compare and contrast the Holocaust to the Middle Passage, I think that's kind of silly. Human suffering is human suffering, and
no, it's not.
Yeah, exactly.
Because depending on the human that's suffering, it is going to dictate a whole lot.
They've received reparations for their suffering. There's only one group that hasn't received anything.
Media coverage doesn't determine how horrible something is or how bad something is. Media coverage is just that, media coverage. Okay?
Yes, that's media coverage is determined on who they're focusing on. Is Chicago this year, and how many people, when they say 600 people died in Chicago, do you check the other states and see how many people have died there that they don't even report that you don't know anything about?
Hold on for a minute. All right. Now, I know we're concentrating on the guns or what have you.
Yes.
But let me put this out there. What about the ammo? Why don't we just stop giving out ammo? Would that solve the problem?
But a man came up with a gun that they don't even want to put on the market. Well, we will stop some of the killing, and they don't even want to let
Maze,
his gun come
Maze,
out.
Maze. What about the ammo? If you don't have the ammo, you can't fire a gun, right?
You're right about that.
So that means you're going to regulate the range? You're going to regulate how many...
They're already doing that.
Rounds that I'm going to shoot? Because when you say regulate the ammo, you're talking about number and measurement. So are you going to say at a certain amount of, you know, when you go to the range, you only can fire, what, a 1,000 bullets the max, and then you can replenish that because you're going to have to track?
No, you regulate the manufacturing of it.
There will be no regulation of anything
exactly
having to do with guns in this country. None.
Of course
because,
not.
Listen.
None.
Listen.
There will be
now,
none.
Listen,
the lobby is just too strong, and people feel people have a real kinship with their guns.
People love their guns. In New York, you can't have more than a 7-round gun. That includes rifles, I believe.
New York City, you can't have a gun. It's an automatic 3-year sentence.
Yeah, I just don't understand. I just am not grasping the and maybe because I'm not into the gun lifestyle or whatever, but I'm just not grasping why it's important for people to just have guns and open carry and conceal and all of that. I mean, what is the point of that?
That's what I like.
Guns make a lot of meaningless impotent people feel powerful.
There have been more interventions by people with guns than there have by cops. In other words, when a crime was being committed, bystanders with guns thwarted that crime more than cops have thwarted crime. That's one of the purposes of having a gun. The other purpose is to make sure that the government of the United States, as well as the governments of other countries, don't get too big for its britches.
We can't even regulate the police. They're killing people with guns. So we surely don't need more vigilantes with guns who ain't trained and don't know the law.
Advertise it and see how long your community lasts.
Huh? But wait, when you have people running around here with all of these guns, okay, and you have an incident with somebody at Subway for something stupid, and you get in an emotional moment, okay, and you're angry, you're pissed off, or somebody cuts you off in traffic, whatever. You know, people have moments of rage. Something else could be going on in your life. You had an issue at work that day, whatever, and you're pissed off.
And it happens
3 or 4 times a week.
And there will be fights.
That's not the only reason. You have a gun right there.
People are ignoring facts. We've had this situation in the Wild West. People survived. Get used to it.
But we're not the Wild West anymore.
Right.
There might have been a code in the Wild West.
Listen, if that was a time the Wild West was peaceful, why did we transform and now we live the way we are now?
Everybody walked around and had a gun on their side and would settle any type of dispute with the duel.
Yep.
And a shootout.
Imagine everybody at the club strapped up. And look up facts. God, I get tired of these freaking arguments where people are going, blah, 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 blah. You don't look at facts. You don't look at the fact that Station City has had gun control laws eliminated and those crime rates have gone down. You don't look at those facts. Don't look at the fact of the Wild West wasn't a wild, wild west where everybody shot each other. Otherwise, we wouldn't have the state that we have today. So, look at
so now I got it, Joe. I understand what you're saying. You are saying then, hey, if everybody has the ability to carry guns, make it so if anyone and everybody can carry a gun, and that would be the end of crime. Okay. All right.
That's what I'm saying.
Even unstable
people. Then you're not logical, which is okay.
And even unstable people can carry guns, and you just be ready to do
it. I expect
it. I don't really like being in places with people with guns on.
Yeah, yeah. Same argument, time after time.
But
you give
again,
them a gun, people come back with the same emotion.
I don't think you're going to be able to do anything about changing the status of guns. That's a futile point, even trying to do, discussing about it. But you can do something about mental illness. Now, apparently this guy, Elliot Roger, he was so within himself that even 3 weeks ago when the police went out to interview him because his family was concerned because they saw some of the things he was saying on some of those YouTubes, that he was thinking about committing suicide and he was angry at the world and he wanted to take some people with him. They sent the police out to talk to him, and they talked to him and interviewed him and left thinking that he was fine and rational and a cool person.
But they wouldn't have did everybody like that, Beasley. Some people, they just would have just arrested on the spot.
Absolutely.
You know what? In hindsight, they should have.
Yes.
In hindsight, they should have. But what I'm saying is this. This guy was sick enough in his mental in his own sickness that he was able to control his rage. It was all on the inside until mm-hmm. it bursted out. No
That's
one.
Right.
He's acted out on message boards on the internet. And it said some pretty inflammatory things. But other than that, this guy was an okay citizen. It all built up inside of him. He killed two of his roommates.
If he said it out loud, he wasn't controlling it. He told the world what he was going to do. If he would have been black, they would have took him to jail that night.
Heck yeah, he would be under
and
the jail
only
right
thing,
now.
And there's no
think,
difference when the ones go into the school.
Why
and
didn't
and the ones that look,
pick it up?
I think we should ban the system.
Joe,
why didn't the NSA pick it up off of YouTube? I mean, they supposed to be tracking. I mean, this guy had terrorist attacks. They filter systems. They have, you know, detecting systems when you want to copyright before you upload stuff. They up with the NSA. Why didn't they, you know, I mean
well,
figure
the
this guy
well,
that's
be
because that's
the
because
NSA,
I mean, their whole reason for monitoring and spying and surveilling all of us is a farce.
Because they picked up the little baby, the cursing baby, they picked up the parents, the baby, but they didn't
right.
let him go.
Right.
Certain things they
because,
do, certain things they don't.
Because their whole reason saying that
he
they're
was a rich
lying
white.
On us to protect us, he was well-off kid.
This
rich
guy
white. Was well-off kid with a brand-new BMW.
Half 22, white, half Chinese.
22,
right.
22 years
all right.
old. In paradise.
All right, hold on. I got somebody else with their hand up. You know, I'm listening, and y'all are bringing up some very, very good points, and, you know, and it's just amazing. You know, we're talking about the problem. We've thrown some solutions out there, but is it really, really possible to actually put a halt to the guns, the ammo, or the killing? You know, because because as Beasley has also said and Joe has said, you know, this is not anything that's new at all, especially for this country. So, you know, that kind of goes back to what about Bible says you live by the sword, you die by the sword, right? So I'm just saying,
but
let me bring somebody else
society,
in.
I got a
question before.
Hold on.
Okay.
Living in a society together.
Hold on, Michael. All right. Ooh, excuse me. All right. 111, welcome to the show. Who do I have here?
Well, I wonder if the lady who wants to take the guns away from the people with carry permits and whatnot could quote the amount of crime committed by those people.
They can't quote anything, dude.
And you can't either.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, I can. Well, no, I can, but why should I? People that carry guns aren't. People that carry with a carry permit aren't a problem. I have a carry permit. I had one for 30 years.
And you're in love with your
crimes committed, the incidence of crimes committed by those people is so small, it's not even statistically
I don't know why you believe that just because you have a gun, you can stop something. I know people who've died with their guns on their waist. So it's not a guarantee. until they regulate it, and you, it's not new, and it's never been regulated. Until they regulate it, until the government says, you track everything else. You can track everything to the smallest percentage, but you're telling me you can't find where these guns are coming from. Until they regulate it and tweak the Constitution, no problem. Really no problem will be solved.
I got a question.
When the mafia
will
carry guns, they will blow your way in a heartbeat. And nobody was worried about nobody being
muted.
Shot every day. Then
no, you're still
on.
Oh, that's good. Tweak the Constitution in what way?
Well, what you do is, what they're mad about is the regulation of possession to buy the guns. You have to have these weights, and you should have background checks. If you have mental illness and it's registered, that should all pop up. And people are saying,
no
that infringes upon my constitutional rights.
I have no doubt that this guy lied.
I tell you something else. If you're a private dealer, you can get through those loopholes. You can sell whatever you want. There's no background check, none of that, and that's how the guns get into the community.
Of course there is.
They have these
Do any of you have any guns out of white men's hands? Obviously, I mean, that's a problem.
No, it's not. Let's
get rid of white men.
Well,
then we won't have a problem.
We know that's not going to happen.
How big a problem is that?
You might not want to put that up for a vote in this panel.
I'm
going to ask the question again. How many people here have bought a gun in the last 10 years?
I haven't because I don't do guns, so I haven't bought one.
So you don't have a clue
what
you have to do to buy a gun, do you?
I have purchased legal guns.
I know what it takes to get one.
Oh, you trying to say we don't know how to purchase a legal gun? Is that what you're trying
to say? Right. I mean,
I wish you would talk a little slower because I have no idea what you just said.
I purchased many guns.
No, not you. We're talking about me.
Well, that's fine.
All right, look.
Okay, so you purchased guns.
Jew and Maeve, I am talking now. Look. We can't have everybody talking at one time, okay? I can't understand anything, so I know people listening can't understand, all right? So let's respect each other's terms and a time on the mic and then respond accordingly, okay? Or I'll go back to the five-minute thing. Thank you.
Okay. Can I speak?
A question to the black people on this line.
Yeah, a question to the black people on the phone.
I got one question.
Maeve, hold on. Let's let Jew finish saying what he was saying first, and then, Joe, you can ask your question, okay?
Okay.
All right. All right, go ahead, Jew.
I'm sure the kid lied on the application. I'm sure that there was a question on the application whether or not he was under mental care or mentally ill or whatever it was. Now, the fact that the states have no way to check that, well, whose fault is that? you want to blame gun owners for the states not being able to carry out their own regulations?
I bet your mentally ill ass lied on your application, too. So what? It happens.
All right. Here's the question.
What's our question, Joe?
All of you people know about Tulsa and Rose.
You people. No, I'm just playing.
Yeah, you people.
Yeah, who's he mean by you people?
I mean the black Jews, Joe. Here's the thing. So you're saying that if the black people at Tulsa and at Rosewood, they shouldn't have had guns, but if they did have guns, it wouldn't have made a difference during those particular slaughters.
Is that
what you're saying?
It didn't.
They didn't have guns.
They burned them out and blew them up. Do it look like they had a choice?
Like talking to a wall. Did they
have guns? No, I'm talking to you. Joe, I'm not talking to you. I'm trying to put the sense in your head. Y'all don't think like we do. That's your problem.
Oh, Jesus.
I don't think that's a problem.
As a black person. May I respond to him?
Well, would you wait, Michael? Thank you.
Hold up. Now.
Go ahead, Joe. Finish what you were saying. Please.
I've never heard an intelligent, successful entrepreneur or college graduate talk the same as people who are attracted to the BTR shows, always whining about how Whitey's done this to you. And every time I hear about how Whitey's done this to you, it's always by people who are almost broke, have nothing to show for their lives, except maybe a house or an apartment, maybe a pot to piss in. But the really successful black people say, you know what, there's racism, but you got to go through it. But other people, they go, there's racism, and that's the reason why I'm a loser. Keep up with your excuses, because 2 years, 3 years, 4 years from now, you'll still be complaining about good old Whitey. Now finish.
I feel like you...
Hold on for a minute, Mayor.
Go ahead, Michael.
Please let me get 5 minutes. Joe, first of all, we talking about guns, and now you talking. First of all, you say those people, these people, now you segregating and all this bullshit. Now you want to talk about, you're analyzing that some black folk who have that rhetoric are poor, don't have no money, blame it on white folk, and these people who don't like talking got money. Joe, you don't know nobody's bank account on here. Stop super analyzing. You say some dumbass shit. Now, let me tell you something. You were going back about Rosewood with guns. I'm talking about, since we are outnumbered in America, if we want to go with a gun battle, any part of our history, if blacks wanted to go with a gun battle with the whites, we will be annihilated like the Indians, factually. You have to strategize with these suckers. What the fuck are you talking about? You can clearly...
still not answering my question.
Hold on for a minute. You know what, Michael? You silenced for about 10 minutes, because y'all know how I am about language on this show, you know. And Michael, you've been around here long enough to know better. So, you know, I'm just gonna have to start beating you behind until you realize what's going on. You know, this shouldn't turn into a black and white thing, okay? This should turn into something to solve a problem that is going on. You know, I mean, really, we know what's going on in Chicago or the inner cities. We know who's killing who, you know, but the publicity is getting known for, you know, out in California, the suburbs. We know all that, too. But how do we go about fixing it, period? You know, now I say get rid of the ammo. Y'all say that can't be done. But then again, I'm thinking they can stop Cuban cigars, but you mean to tell me they can't stop ammo or guns from being manufactured? That just don't sound right to me. That's all I'm saying. But y'all go ahead and conversate on that.
Okay, I just want to say,
how many guns do you think I am?
Just to those comments that were made, first of all, they were counterproductive because, you know, one of the divisions amongst us right now is those who have a little money or may have some kind of savings or what they deem I have something to show for it. That's so judgmental and so counterproductive for you to even speak in that tone and say you people, all of that stuff, that's ignorant. Listen, the fact of the matter is you got a black person who says, I'm going to speak on the issue and I'm also going to execute. You can't disrespect them and put them in a certain class, because I don't know about nobody else on here, but I'm very well accomplished. I have a lot to show for everything I've done. So I'm 6 months away from a PhD, so I don't know who you're referring to, but I just wanted to just let you know, if you use the term whitey, it shouldn't offend you as a black man. If you came and conversated with me instead of trying to judge me and put me in some kind of box, we can get some understanding.
Conversated?
Yeah, he sure did.
What kind of freaking college are you going to?
What?
Online.
You're 6 months away from a PhD, and you're using the word conversated, plus you've also made some grammatical errors before. What
Listen,
kind of
man, I don't have to put on airs for you. I don't have to speak like you speak in order for me to be educated. I don't have to prove anything to you. You can believe it or not. It doesn't really matter to me.
I don't believe it.
It's not important. You don't know me personally.
I mean,
if you don't agree with what I say, ain't no need for you to launch no kind of personal attack on me. That's all I'm telling you. Be a man. You old. You know better.
Unfortunately, that's what happens on BTR. Everybody attacks everybody.
No.
But I'm going to tell you something. As long as people like Allfax keep talking about black versus white and white versus black, the white man is going to go out and buy more and more guns. You think
that
kind of talk is going to create less guns? Okay,
let me give you a superstar for blaming race issues and gun control and white people buying guns on Allfax. You certainly give him far more credit than he is.
Oh, I don't think he owns any guns.
And he's certainly not responsible for white people buying guns for the things that he says on Blog Talk Radio. That's a ridiculous argument.
Nobody takes it right.
That's almost ridiculous.
Seriously.
That's almost ridiculous. A PhD student saying conversation.
Right,
on.
But he doesn't. Nobody takes him seriously. But the point is,
you know what, Mayor?
More than, don't interrupt me, Maze. You've been talking all this time. How
this
about
is
I
not Maze.
A couple
this
of words?
This is not Maze.
Oh, who's that? Oh, who
this is
that?
Renee.
Oh, Renee. Okay, you followed over this show. Good. Look, I own about 20 firearms.
What?
None of my 20 firearms have ever been involved in a crime. In fact, I don't even believe any of them have been pointed at anybody. And I have every right to own as many firearms as I want. I carry a firearm wherever I go. My firearm has never committed a crime. I've never committed a crime with a firearm. I'm not your problem. But you want to blame the people who aren't the problem and drag them into the discussion as if they are the problem. I'm not the one shooting people. I'm not the one going out and robbing anybody. I've never robbed anybody, never shot at anybody. Hell, I've never even thrown a punch at anybody.
Wow.
How about that? How about that?
You've never thrown a punch at anybody?
No, why should I?
You're an internet warrior.
Thank
in
you.
The
you
truth,
do enough on
truth,
the internet, and I have
in
to
the truth
sense
of
place.
I got to prove my bona fides. Hold on, Breezy.
I just found it interesting.
Well, what should I do?
I throw hundreds of punches by the fifth grade. We just have a different.
Okay,
experience.
But what should I do? Go play the because I don't know where you went to school. But what should I do? I should go out and play the knockout game to go prove my medal. That's ridiculous. And right there, that's the problem.
Mr. Talk.
This whole thing about violence and, I know how to fight and I'm a good fighter.
Mr. Talk, can I ask a question when he finished? Because you know he don't have no go past 5 minutes.
Do you think Maze, thanks very much. Now I know who you are. Do you think I should, should I teach my 7-year-old to go out and start knocking the shit out of people? Will
no.
that make
what
him,
that
him,
with
that that make him
give,
more
give
of
him,
a little
give
man?
Him one of those 20, give him one of those 20-something guns.
He's changing the
subject. Give him one of those guns.
And then do it again.
Get them a little.
You know what? In Chicago,
holster.
Most of the crimes that were committed there by guns were by either career criminals or gangbangers. Mainly a percentage of those crimes that were done by
Here
people
we go.
Who
Nothing
were open carry.
The
and then
the
as a result of
one,
an argument,
the
which is what all your arguments are about.
Well,
let me know how many of those crimes were done by open carry people.
Well,
in the man
not,
go to prison.
What
little.
Does it matter?
Right.
It's done by
guns. Because, Renee, that's your argument.
The question is, why are they manufacturing guns like candy and bringing them into this country?
All right, go ahead, Renee.
That's not my thing. I'm speaking on the fact that we don't need to add to anything when it comes to guns. That's the wrong idea. That's the wrong direction to head in. Guns are not going to solve the problems we have going on right now in the community, in society. People need money. People need ability to feed their family and themselves. They need jobs. They need empowerment. They need a lot of other things. And to sit there and want to, everybody can have open carry and all this stuff. I mean, that does nothing. It does nothing. Again, this is just a way for people to feel some type of power or authority, you know, because now I have a weapon just like the police has a weapon, and I'm just as good as the police. I mean, where is the boundary to say, okay, well, we have the police who have guns, who have weapons, and who can come in and supposedly, okay, handle issues. But yet here we have all of these people rallied around with their guns. How does that solve anything? To me, that's chaotic.
All right.
You talk about
why
the
is that
West.
A problem? Why is that a problem? Quote for me an incident somewhere where that became a problem. Tell
Wait
me
a
where
minute.
That's a
Y'all
problem.
Y'all been talking. I ain't said nothing. Wait a minute. That's the problem with that is what I said. Wait a minute. The problem is what I said earlier. You have people who have guns, okay, who are not properly, may not be properly trained. They may not emotionally be knowledgeable about how to handle a gun or even handle their own emotions. They may have
anger issues,
whatever. Wait a minute.
Do you own a firearm?
And you have people reacting to situations.
First off, you're
that
wrong.
They don't
again,
give it an opportunity
Renee.
To think
Let
about.
Let her finish.
And
Let her finish.
You have a problem.
All right.
I know.
Does she own a firearm?
Do you own a firearm?
No, I don't. Let me
come in after she finishes.
So where do you get all this knowledge about people who don't own or own or are able to handle it or what?
Where do you get all this knowledge about people who don't? Where do you?
I took a 1 week intensive course from a firearms instructor.
Okay, and? But you're worried about
people with guns. All of a sudden, the people with guns, this is what you've been saying. The people with guns, because all of a sudden they're going to get mad at something, they're going to take out their guns and start shooting people. Where do you get your facts from?
I never said that that's a fact and there's information
down that's not a fact.
That.
What are you bringing it up?
I never said that. But that is a reality.
Wait a minute, it's not a reality. Do you understand what you've just done?
I'm pretty sure you know people who have gotten in a rage, who've been upset about something that's happened.
Do you not understand?
Just because I can't stand here and give you facts about
it
doesn't mean it doesn't exist. It doesn't mean that's not true. It doesn't mean that's not a possibility.
Renee, do you understand what you've just done? You said it's not a fact, but it is a reality. That's doublespeak.
Can I ask Joe a question? Joe.
Look, You understand exactly what I'm saying. It's not a fact, but it's a reality. A fact and a reality are one and the same.
So how can something which is one and the same not be the same?
Because I said I don't have
specific statistics to give you this percentage of people, but we know that this is something that can happen. Now, Joe, may I ask a question, please? What was one reason why the Americans, right, the Caucasians, Europeans, gave the Indians the gun? What was one reason? Just name
wait,
one.
Wait, you're asking me why the settlers at the time gave Indians guns?
Mm-hmm. Yes. Just give me one reason.
I don't know the circumstances behind that.
Okay.
I don't
Come on, man. I'm talking to Joe real quick. Let me have my five minutes. Okay, hold on. Please, let me have this dialogue. Five minutes. Can I sit down, y'all?
Wow.
Damn. Listen.
You guys don't ever let me talk. Does he want to take guns away from Indians now?
No, I don't.
No, he wants to die.
I want to make my point, Mr. Dog. Hold up.
Okay, I don't know why. Tell me.
Now, since you are, if you don't know why, please don't talk about nobody having. Do you have a college degree or I learned this shit in elementary? It is the same reason why they gave the African guns, because they wanted something. The Indians knew the passages, they knew the land, they knew the crops, they knew where, so they gave them guns. Now, what is one reason why they didn't enslave the Indians and they killed the Indians off, Joe?
Why did they kill the Indians off? Well, that makes a better question than why did they give them guns, because...
Well, no, I was starting from there first. What is one reason?
One reason they gave them guns?
The Indians fought back.
Well, they wanted to conquer the land for the settlers.
And the reason why? Because they had guns. You see that? So what I'm saying is...
Why.
No, yes, it is. Listen, when they went and tried to take over the Indians...
No, it's an application
they already
of
had
a
guns. They fought,
it's not the reason
they fought.
Why.
The white man gave the Indians a gun and helped the white man defeat other Mexicans, and they had guns. So when they took
Mexicans.
Them over, they couldn't... Well, I'm sorry, Hispanic...
Hispanic?
Spain or what have you. At the time... Shut the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about.
I mean, what?
Let me keep on. Listen, shut the fuck up. You know what I'm talking about.
Don't tell him to shut the fuck up. They'll come back at you.
The American and Spanish war. Yes, exactly. And listen, the reason why, because they had the guns. So when you're talking about if black people would have strapped their arms up and they would have had a bit of something, no. When you talk about people killing each other, it's about the mindset. If black people would have... got their arms up against white people, we would not be here.
Are you aware that at that time there were black people who wanted guns for black people, especially free slaves, in order for them to fight back against the Ku Klux Klan?
Exactly, but what I'm saying is when you have
you can't
a population...
say exactly, but, because then you're doing what Renee's doing.
No, I'm saying if you would give black people guns and fight like that in this country, we would end up like the Indians.
You have
that's all
those guns. You have the same rights to buy the guns as everybody else.
Okay, so what happened
in
Wall Street?
Wait a minute.
What happened in Oklahoma? Man, he don't know. Man, they make the guns.
What happened in Oklahoma? That's my
they
point.
They make the guns. They were, we would never have
they
more
were not
guns.
Armed.
They
neither Tulsa nor Rosewood were armed, were they?
Hmm. Oh, we got quiet? Oh,
hello? Hello, can I ask a question now, Mr. Talk? I have
yeah,
a question
ahead,
for
Mace.
Joe. When the North and the South fought against each other, what happened to that battle? It was the biggest gunfight that ever was in this country. So why, what happened, Joe? Could you explain that one?
What happened between
the North and the South battle, and all those people killing each other? That's what we're going to see.
Wait,
that's what we see
now.
Are
you talking about the Civil War, or are you talking about a Northern-Southern battle?
Whichever one you want to discuss.
Okay, the Civil War. Now, what's your question?
They fought each other, didn't they, in battle.
Yeah.
So what did that bring?
Bloodshed.
Thank you. And that's all this gun will bring is bloodshed. With
now, again, no
facts.
Wow,
you
went way around there to do that. Okay.
And then to this day, they still can't stand each other.
Well,
what
true.
That? Wait a minute, hold on. But what that?
And they would go. They
right.
would go to fight
stop.
Again if they had something to fight
stop.
Over.
Stop! 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 Please, please stop.
That woman is
all right.
stupid.
All right, stop.
Yes, you are. You are Jew. You really are. All right, that's
now let's look. All right, let's go back to the beginning. Okay. The young man had an issue. He killed this. He killed a lot of people, and he actually stabbed people first. So I don't know.
50% were stabbed.
They don't want to have a discussion on the young man.
So you know, he stabbed some people first.
That's
so
true,
you know,
he stabbed his Asian roommates. This dude had he was a misogynist, and he also had some heavy duty racial trips. In his manifesto, it talks about how he saw black guys with these beautiful white girls. Like, how dare he be able to be
was
with the white girl?
Was that a manifesto? I missed that part. Yeah.
I know you did.
Well, it was somewhere that's attributed to him. I don't know. I didn't read the whole manifesto.
Oh,
but
I.
I've been,
I only read a part
but
of
I,
it.
But I've been staying up on the case because, you know, like I said, I have six relatives that have graduated from UCSB. I've been there many times for many graduations. It's a sad
Is
thing.
Is that Berkeley?
No, that's UCSB.
What's that? University of California, what?
Santa Barbara.
Santa Barbara, okay.
Yeah, and Isla Vista is like a little place where they all, where like a lot of the students live when they move off campus after their first year.
Oh, you were a party guy?
But we're not talking about
that's
no party.
That's
having
a party.
A
that's a party school.
California is a party state.
Lord.
That's a party school.
Look, okay, all right. So basically, what we basically saying is
you're
we didn't
out
come up with...
Beef.
Am I talking?
Sorry.
No. What I'm saying is, you know, regardless of what we come up with, you know, this thing about armed or not to be armed and people with mental issues, you know, you just can't tell when you buy a weapon, right? So if that is the case, then, you know, I guess I got to go with Joe. You know, everybody be armed and you know, protect your own. You know, because, you know, it's a joke that was said a long time ago, and it's funny because it still holds true. You know, a gun doesn't kill anybody. Just dumb people with guns. People with guns kill people.
I don't believe this. You're actually over on my side of the fence?
Yeah, I mean, right now I am. You know, because we done went through every instance of how maybe we can fix it. But see, the other thing is, you know, I think somebody touched on it earlier. You know, they have to come up with a better way to deal with the mental issues that some of these people have. You know, because just filling out a form saying no, and if they never been in any mental institutions or been treated for it, nobody know what's wrong with these people. You know, and they may be just fine at the time until their time when they click, you know, and then it's too late. You know what I mean?
You know,
I mean, that's just my opinion of it.
Are you going to the club? Everybody strapped up at the club. Everybody strapped up at spring break. Are you saying? I mean, let's apply this. You saying everybody?
Well, no, let's
it,
let's
no
really
what.
Apply that then,
so,
Michael. Let's using your word. Right. Let's really apply that. They're already strapped at the clubs. They're already strapped at the beaches. So I mean, why is that such?
Not
unusual?
Everybody's not strapped at the club, though. I'm just saying, not everybody. This is a large people.
When the last time you've been to a club? When the last time you've been to a club?
I went to a club February?
Okay.
Good retort. All right.
Family
anyway.
Members came out of town, and now, you know,
Aaron,
we took them to a local club.
Right. Never mind.
Aaron
never mind.
Hernandez kept a gun at the club. Aaron Hernandez kept a gun anywhere.
Hey, Mayor, are you still on the line?
Yeah, I'm just listening, man, because what I realize is that when people are backed into a corner on their issues, they get real upset and sensitive, and they start. I don't want to participate in nothing that's counterproductive. So yeah. I'm just listening. I'm enjoying the show. I'm listening to everybody's opinion.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because I want to ask you, because I was agreeing with you to a degree about the regulations of, not of guns in the hands of mental patients. But you don't trust the government, right?
I don't trust the people that run the government.
Thank you.
So what's the difference?
Well, you said, do I trust
the difference is he doesn't have a problem with the structure.
Wait a minute. Let him answer. Can he answer, please? Can he answer?
I was just about to say what he just said. I don't have a problem with the way it's set up, the intents and purposes of it. That's good.
Okay.
But the people who run it, the people who run the machine, are the flaws. So if you don't want to talk about legislature, if people don't want to change ideas, if they just want to say, well, let's all get guns and we're not even going to try any kinds of effort to regulate, then that's just where we live at. And that's the time
you know that the people who will regulate it will do it according to the way that you want it done.
Well, once again, like I said, it's all about holding our elected officials accountable to doing their jobs. And if this was something they were all united on, it would happen. But the fact is, it's not even a priority for them because, like I say, the people who suffer the most from it is their targeted population. They want black people in the inner city. They don't care about that because we fund the jails. If you get rid of guns and crimes, the police, the ATF, the FBI, all these things lose momentum, and then they have to do cuts, and they have to lay people off. So you're right. They're not going to visit it. So what you all are saying is everybody strap up, so whatever.
Elliot Rodger wasn't aiming for any black people, by the way. His target, what he really wanted to get, was all those pretty blonde white girls.
I focus on what's going on in the black community, whether people like it or not. I focus on the black community, and we have had a gun violence epidemic for years and years, and it's always swept under the rug until it happens somewhere pretty and pristine, like this college paradise that you all are talking
that's
about
true.
Or some suburb.
That's true.
And they don't want to have no conversation on that.
They don't can I add something briefly? Since you guys mentioned government, I just wanted to throw this in there. There's actually a quote from, I don't know how many people have read the book, Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Anybody familiar with that?
Oh, Kowalski.
Sure, yes, I am.
And there's a portion in there that kind of fits in, I think it fits at least, in this discussion. And there was a portion where the guy basically said that, sadly, money, I'm just going to quote it, sadly, money is not taught in schools. Schools focus on scholastics and professional skills, but not on financial skills. This explains how smart bankers, doctors, and accountants who earn excellent grades may struggle financially all of their lives. And I only added that because it talked about the government and their inability to make financial decisions with little to no training in the subject of money. And I heard, I think it's the mayor, talk about, you know, economics, particularly pertaining to a specific community. And I guess my question is for everybody. I'm sure everybody could just chime in on that. Moving forward, what are some of the solutions? What are some of the things that we as individuals in our everyday life can do that could propel positive change and solutions forward, moving forward?
I heard, hello, am I on?
You're on, man.
I heard a man say, and he quoted, as they talk about the inner city, to insure each one of your child for $2 million and all the killing will stop. If you live in an inner city to where they have breath and boiling like popcorn. And if they stop manufacturing guns like popcorn in this country, it wouldn't be a problem. Because the Iran-Contra brought these guns into this community. And that's
Iran-Contra
where they've been since
brought them into the black community?
Excuse me? I didn't know if it was a part
Iran-Contra
of it.
Iran-Contra brought those
I
where?
Went to the hearings at the Iran-Contra. I was sitting there. And how they brought them into the inner city.
Iran-Contra.
What?
Ollie North brought him in personally. He's
yes.
handing them out
yeah,
on the street
Yeah, he brought him in. Yes, he did. I'm speaking. He was a part of bringing them, and then he had the nerve to invest in bulletproof vests
Wait. Ollie North brought guns into the black community?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Was he on the street corner handling?
If you want to be ignorant enough, you see, you try to wave out of the conversation.
You can get ignorant
if you want to. I'm just nonsense. Okay? We are having a conversation.
You can't just say nonsense.
No, you're talking nonsense.
Like,
how did they get that, Jew?
From Iran-Contra, huh?
No,
how
did they get there?
Where all the guns come from, Iran-Contra.
I'm asking you a question. How did they get there?
How did they get where? Had guns
in
get
the,
into
the
inner city?
In the city, since you want to act like
well,
you
Well, a lot of them, some of them
how
were
did they get
legally.
There?
Some of them were bought, well, I'm answering you. Answering you fast. I'll talk fast like
you. Know,
some
what
of them
I,
were and
what
some
Iran-Contra
were
was about, what Iran-Contra was about, was the United States engaged, the CIA, rogue elements of the CIA engaging in cocaine for arms trafficking, and they were providing cocaine in the United States in the city areas, and they were giving, and they were buying and selling arms with Iran, and they were funding, they were giving arms to the Sandinistas in Nicaragua. Didn't have anything to do with
The reason why they had to sell the cocaine in the industries and the blacks because Ronald Reagan could not get the money from the United States government, so they had to get that cash.
Right, they did it on the sneak.
They do what
the CIA does. They dealing guns
and
arms.
Just like
Benghazi, huh?
I'm still
just
saying,
like
how
Benghazi,
did Free Ray end up
moving money around and guns?
How did Free Ray end up working with
his name was Oscar Blandón, who he did business with, because he actually got lucky and hooked up with them, because there were dudes out there, there were Latin dudes out there in the street going to places to hook up with brothers that had hustle in them.
And the rough one came with the drugs, and it was done through the inner city, through Ray Rick and who, I don't know, and who else?
Oh, there's lots of guys.
Okay, there's a couple of them
I went to kindergarten with.
And if you look
so,
and listen,
so why don't
listen,
we have
now,
U.S. lined out?
Now let's do a time check. Now listen, during that time, crack epidemic. Listen, during that time, that same time, the crack epidemic was up high, was all time high. Ronald Reagan closed all the menstrual and treatment centers. And listen, Nancy Reagan is saying just say no to crack. Hell no. No, and
let's,
look,
let's
you,
Ronald
hey,
Reagan
30
detail.
Years later,
let's
listen, 30 years
Ronald
later,
Reagan
we found out, hold on, 30 years later, we find out that it's more than just saying no to drugs. You need treatment centers and things of that nature. So all that is all one point. That, I mean,
look,
that's just
look,
history.
Look,
it's
let me ask this question.
Together.
Hello, let me ask this question. You know, I hear what Michael's saying. I hear what Mays is saying. And I'm sitting here listening. And you know what the first thing come to my mind is? How long are we going to use those excuses? How long are we going to keep going back there? We are talking about now.
Well,
we need to do something now.
Now,
you know,
it's
time.
Listen, we were just talking about history.
Am I talking? Yes, we know about history. But dang, history is history. You see what I'm saying? We should have learned from that already. So while we continue to talk about what happened then, and this is why it isn't, well, what
it's
about
a conversation.
I can tell you why, because the pathologies and the problems that were brought on by the crack epidemic have been generational. It wiped out generations. It's part of the problem why you see these, and I'm going to call them crack babies. 25 and up today that are so completely dysfunctional. Not everybody, but there's a large population. And if you don't take the crack epidemic into account, you're not telling the story.
No.
Because it had that big of an effect on black folks and the black community,
Beasley,
the family structure and everything.
Beasley,
right.
How long?
And
how,
I'm not using it as
how,
an excuse, but you have to acknowledge it.
But I'm saying, how long do we? Can I speak?
This country continues to make the same mistake over and over again every 50 years. That's why we don't see no change. That's how I see it.
And there's some truth to there, too.
See, the reason why D.C., and I want to say this as Baltimore, the reason why, D.C. was the murder capital, if you notice, but the reason why D.C. changed and those hostage to these folks because the federal government is also helping them out. Any drug, not the state government, but when the feds come into the streets, all game is over. Any drug dealer tell you that. So a lot of these communities of D.C., don't look at D.C. and look at that. They had extra help, and they had federal government help. That's
are drugs illegal in D.C., all facts? Yes or no?
Yeah. Yes, it's illegal.
Are guns illegal in D.C.?
They have more federal
agents.
They have a more federal agents than the local police. They have more
supposed
help.
To be.
That's
well, that's because on, it's the District of Columbia. It's,
right,
it's federal jurisdiction.
Right. But it was the murder capital of the country at one point.
At one time, it sure was.
Right.
Where's the conversation going?
So you have to watch those statistics when they put them out.
All right. Well,
I see, and all those good gun laws have done a great job in D.C.
Well, but why do you want to carry a gun? You keep on talking about you collect them because the more black people do what?
Okay, I can stop everybody from talking. I don't know why y'all be trying me like that. Look, all right, we got 10 minutes left in the show, and y'all know whenever they have us shows, I don't try and run into them because, you know, that's my sister, and we try and help each other out. So what we're going to go ahead and do is go ahead and give y'all a chance to get your last words in, and we're going to start it off. I think we'll start from the bottom and work our way up today. All right, so we're going to start with Jew. Jew, your last word, sir. You got three minutes. Go.
I don't think anybody but Eric has a brain in their head that's figured this out. Maze, you don't know what you're talking about. Well, who's the other lady?
Renee.
You don't know what you're talking about either. You're all talking about everything else except for the problem. Guns don't cause the problem. People pull the trigger to the guns. You tell me why black people are so violent that they're killing each other at a high rate. Because they're killing each other at a higher rate than white people are killing each other. So tell me why that is. Is it the guns? And listen to the talk from All Facts. You go strap on a gun. Let me tell you something. You live in Baltimore, All Facts. They don't let you carry guns in Baltimore. I don't know. Maybe they don't trust you down there. But you wouldn't pull some kind of crap like they do in other parts of the country here in Philadelphia. You know why? Because so many people are carrying guns, you're going to get yourself shot. People commit crimes over in Camden because they know that the people over there aren't going to be armed. People who are law-abiding, they're not armed, so they're easy targets. But they're not so easy targets on the other side of the river. They don't like to come to Philadelphia and rob people in Center City as much as they do over in Camden because they might get shot. Criminals are pretty smart. They know what not to do. They know that they're going to get shot in a place where people carry guns. Stop blaming the people who are carrying guns, who've never committed a crime, who've never shot at anybody, who only want to defend themselves. There's nothing wrong with defending yourself. It's an honorable thing to do. In fact, if you believe in God, it's a commandment that you defend yourself and continue living. Certainly it's a commandment in the Old Testament. You have an obligation to keep on living. And somebody who wants to come and take away from you or wants to threaten you, well, they forfeit their life. That's just the way it is. And if they get shot, well, they get shot. That's a shame. But they're also a deterrent for other people because they say, oh, look at that. That guy tried to rob somebody. He got shot. Maybe I shouldn't do that. Maybe I should go to Camden or Baltimore where there's much easier pickings than there are in other parts of the country. Go look at the crime rates in these cities, in a lot of the cities, in a lot of the places where people carry guns. It's lower than places like Camden and Newark, New Jersey, where in New Jersey you can't get a gun permit. You can't get a carry permit unless you know a judge. It's an old boy network to get a carry permit. But in Pennsylvania, it's a shall issue state. If you don't have a criminal record, you get a carry permit. And if anybody had a problem with that, tell me why. I'd like to hear the logical, and listen to that word, logical reason why. A little bit of logic will go a long way.
All right. Well, thank you, Mr. Jew, for that. Oh, you ain't get muted too much today. That's all right. All right, next up is Maze. Go ahead, Miss Maze.
You want to be so important. He's so busy looking at what our people do that he's not even focused on his own. I focus on everybody, not just one group of people thinking they're dangerous, because everybody on this earth has a group of people that's dangerous. And you have to walk around with the faint focus and look at all of them, because if you're looking at one and they're the ones that are telling you who to look at, you're making a mistake. So he's not drawing any attention because he's part of the problem. And I don't want a gun to kill nobody, because if you got a gun and you get angry, you just might stand a chance of doing it. I grew up with guns, but I still don't like guns. And I know how to shoot a gun, but I still don't like guns. And we have sense enough to know what to do when we get ready to go register to get a gun. We got that much sense, too, which he don't think we do. So he keep hanging around us. He'll learn a whole lot of things that he didn't know when he was growing up, that he'll find out that he's talking to grown-ups. So you have a good day, Mr. Talk.
All right. Thank you, Maisie. You, too. All right. Next up is Mr. Beasley. Mr. Beasley, go for it.
Yeah. Most mass murderers are privileged white men. 70% of these shootings, these mass shootings, are carried out by white men. I don't know, and the perpetrator of this crime in Santa Barbara was, you know, for all intents and purposes, a white person. It's white people that are committing these crimes. I don't know how anyone would take what's happened and mass murder, what we were talking about, initially, and put it on the shoulders of black folks. I don't get it. I don't get it.
Hmm. All right.
That's all.
That's it? All righty.
That's all.
All right. Thank you. You have a good one. All right. Next up, Mr. Michael, a.k.a. All Facts.
Well, first of all, this is sickening. When you look at Baltimore and Philly, they're sister cities. Hmm? When the Pennsylvania passes a state law, right, for gun permit, it, you know, it passed for, you know, everybody in, you know, Philadelphia, right? But see, the crime rate, I don't know what he's talking about. Even though the people can still carry their weapons, the people can still get it illegally, we still have crime. Look at our crime rate in Philly, right? Now, he's calling and saying, well, if the criminals don't get the guns, we're going to have this statistic problem. There's no proof of that whatsoever. I don't understand this. But one thing I have to say, Joe, you just have to just keep it on topic with the show. Analyzing people and, you know, what people have, I don't think that's good. I don't think that's good in personal attack. I just want to say, you know, you guys have a nice one and enjoy.
All right. Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. All right, let's see. Miss Renee, you're up.
Okay. Yeah, I wanted to, I think it was the Jew or whatever who was talking to mention something about me. I mean, his comments were disgusting. You know, I don't understand. If you feel this certain way about black people and we say this and we say that, why do you call into a black show? I don't understand that. The black experience is something that you have no clue about, okay, and you could never have a clue about unless you have actually dealt with it. You say blacks are more violent. First of all, there's no level playing field to even make a comparison, to make a distinction between black and white and what we do. Okay, there, you can't even do that. You can't put it in the same category. So we need to stop that right where it's at. In my opinion, we don't need more guns on the street. That's the wrong idea. For what? We are already in a society with enough violence as it is. Okay? We've got all kind of problems, like I said, with people not having jobs, with people, you know, having issues with not being able to feed their kids, all kinds of things that we have issues with. What do we need to be worrying about people having the ability to openly carry a gun? Like, what is that? And, you know, in my opinion, you know, people need to go about their lives and do as they do. But when you have that gun available and you are upset, you're frustrated, like I said before, you have a lot of things going on in your mind. At that moment, okay, say you got into it with your husband or wife or what have you, and at that moment you are so enraged, you are so angry, it is much easier to go for the gun, okay? And then not only that, you have to think about children and all that. Now, it's very easy to sit here and say, people are going to be responsible with their guns, people are going to be this and be that. But come on, I mean, we can already see that people aren't responsible as it is. So how can you expect them to be responsible with something that can kill somebody in an instant?
it goes deeper than this. And there will never be any real change on the gun laws because the people in positions of power are all about a gun culture. That's what they're about. Now, they try to reflect it negatively when it comes to the black community, but when it comes to them and their hunting and they want to be prepared too. Trust me, these folks are getting prepared for something to happen. So because of that, they don't want to legislate against guns, and they will do whatever they need to do to make that happen. So, you know, that's all I really have to say about it, and thank you.
All right. Thank you, Renee. You have a good one. All right. Let's see. The mayor, you up.
All right. First of all, I wanted to say the most important question that I heard was one of the brothers stated, how do we begin to make change as individuals? I think it's important that in our communities we exercise our right to try to create some sort of grassroots movement to inform these people who are the potential voters of what the actual structure of the government is, so they will understand their representation. That way they can hold our elected officials more accountable. I think if we start to do that as a basic change, we'll start to see some changes within the system. And I also want to say, one main thing we have to try to come up with is black solidarity. If we all want positive results, if we're all talking about the same problem, we shouldn't be discriminatory against another because of the way they sound, the way they talk, the way they look, whether rich or poor. None of that matters. We need black solidarity where we can all sit down. If we're all strong thinkers and we're all strong-minded men who are goal-oriented, we can solve these problems. But we spend so much time being counterproductive by criticizing and insulting each other. That's pretty much all I have to say, and I want to thank you for the platform, man. I really enjoyed the show.
All right. Thank you, sir. And welcome to the show, and hopefully you'll come back anytime. You have open invitation. All right? Woo. All right. Now let me see. Cloud Nation Radio, you up, man? You good?
Yes. Oh, man, it's been yet another experience, man. I appreciate everything, Eric. I want to thank the mayor for actually answering my question because I was really confused. By that response, I put a question out in the universe, and it's not the first time that people kind of just overlook the question. I don't know what it is about that word solutions, and maybe people associate the word solution with Mr. Solution, and maybe some people don't like him or something. I don't know, but I threw it out there hoping that we could dialogue because I'm not the inventor of the show. I appreciate the platform, and I respect everything that you do. And as a person who respects it, I know that you're definitely a forward thinker who likes to create an atmosphere where both problems can be discussed, but also dialogues about possible solutions can be addressed. And that's where I'm hoping that we can get to that place where we feel comfortable enough about, you know, being honest and sharing our ideas and talking about, you know, what people are doing. I want to learn from others and see what other people are doing and find out, man, how can I apply that to my own life and use that for myself in my own neighborhood and in my own household. So hopefully moving forward, we can really respect the platform in that way and allow it to be what it's designed to be, to really move our people forward instead of keeping our people stagnant.
All right. Thank you, sir. That's Cloud Nation Radio, a.k.a. my co-host. He was kind of busy today, but y'all hear more from him. And let's see, last but not least, Mr. Joe. Mr. Joe, you up.
Okay. I think the people who are talking about gun control, let's take it as the most logical absurdity what their freaking arguments are. What you guys and gals want are legislation that will say everybody do not have a gun. You're not allowed to have a rifle. You're not allowed to have a pistol. You're not allowed to have any guns. You're not allowed to have any ammo. And somehow, magically, all crime's going to disappear. But if you ask the same people, well, if that does come into play, do you think that there will be criminals? They'll say yes. And then if you ask them, do you think criminals will go out and get guns? They'll say yes. And then if you ask them, well, if the criminals have the guns and the legitimate homeowner, person walking down the street, the person who doesn't want to break laws, if they don't have guns, what do you think will happen? And then their minds, the people who are for gun control, their minds burst, okay, because, again, they don't think logically. So that's it from me. I know when I'm up against confirmation bias to the nth degree, so that's it.
Wow. All right. Well, thank you, sir. And I do appreciate it. Appreciate it. And you have a wonderful day.
You too,
Let's see. All right. Let's see. Oh, look like we got one more person with their hand up. Let me see who this is. All right. 111, are you there?
Yeah. Hi, Eric. Mr. Solution, how are you? I've been listening to the program, and just a couple of observations. Number one, I think the Angry Jew summarized it quite well. We are in a situation where there's hostility, there's competition, and guns are still needed. There's still, and the Second Amendment is still in place, so I'll just let that stand. Of course, Beasley asked a great question, is how does a group, and I think you mentioned blacks, how do they get blamed when most of the serial killers are indeed white male? And that is true. However, this is a game, this is a real-life monopoly game of competition. And when you are the weaker group, you're going to get dumped on. Just because people put guns and drugs in your community, and I believe there's evidence that supports that, does not mean that you're supposed to take up guns and kill someone or consume those drugs and ruin your damn life. And so that has to do with your moral underpinning. There are people who come out of the ghetto situation or the poorer situation, and they advance, and that's what's important. But the economic situation is overshadowing everything. And again, if people don't become focused, and I've heard it said a couple of times on your show, people have mentioned the economic component. The group that's the underdog refuses to acknowledge how this country works, then they're always going to be the underdog. They're always going to be the victim. There is no Messiah. There is no Savior for you. You know, God has given you the energy and has put people in your path that can help you accrete, that can help you ascend to where you need to be. But you have to avail yourself. The I is very important. And so I think that, just to get on and talk and not to go out and do that. And, Eric, I don't hear you mention it. I heard you shot someone the other day for mistakenly calling you me. If you or your son were in the same condition I am, you would be in a good place, morally, financially, educationally, and so on and so forth. And so the way one speaks is important, and the word agreeance and the word conversate are not words. So we shouldn't claim to be educated and then use words that violate the English, violate the language violently. And so those are just some observations. I know I hit pretty hard, but, you know, I apply the same principles to myself that I share with others. So I'm much harder on myself than I am others. So anyway, great show, and thanks for taking my call, because, like I say, I was listening and I was surveying the situation. Oh, and by the way, just one other incident. Regarding the young man, Rogers Elliott, I think women make a number of frivolous choices, and although I don't agree with the way he carried out what he did, I think that was insane. I think that was wrong. I think that was uncivilized and counterproductive. But I do think he raises a valid issue about the relationship between men and women, and that's going to have to be discussed at much greater length because women do choose guys that are jerks and assholes, and I wish he could have found a more creative way other than, taking people's lives to express himself. But you know, as they say, it is what it is, and this is a lesson for us to learn. All of us are each other's teacher. We learn something. You are an instructor, make no mistake about it. So there's a lot to be learned from this particular tragedy, as I say. And I'm going to the University of Santa Barbara. I've been meaning to get up there. I've heard it's pristine, picturesque, and absolutely just stunningly beautiful. So I'm going to go up that way and just check it out. But anyway, great conversation, and thanks a lot.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Solution, for that response. All right, y'all. That's going to do it for me today. usually I have something to say, but I got something going on behind me. So anyway, great conversation. And we'll be here the same time tomorrow, 2 p.m. Central, 3 Eastern, 12 Pacific, 1 Mountain Time. We're going to have fun, another open conversation day, and I look forward to hearing from each and every one of you. All right, so keep smiling, show appreciation. Don't forget to forgive with open heart, but make sure you're forgiving yourself first. And the biggest and the best thing, learn to laugh at yourself, because you can laugh at yourself, then heck, nothing, everything else is gravy. All right, so tomorrow, y'all have a good one.
I said if I got nothing else, I got memories of-
Bye-bye.